This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fancy.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not.
Wait.
That's true. You do got me. Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want it!
Tobin and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit her with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy, okay. Leroy and Tobin, host of the show, man. Stairs on the songs with the show, and till then, it's half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a liar, better more than. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him, I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded him. You know what is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side fly. Go take a large, so many more. 10 in the mar, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the mar, 2 to the peak. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. Cute as can be, you can watch this on YouTube review for free. This one time for the Twitch, this one time for the text, this one time for the phone line, whole time wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Morning, everybody! Tobin and Leroy here with you. Happy Friday, it's a Vice Shirt Friday, Leroy!
What's up?
How are you, buddy?
I'm all right. Watched some excellent Panthers hockey. Almost got our little chili pepper.
Oh, dude, we were
so close.
Evan Rodriguez was this. We almost covered it in the second period. We almost covered it in the second, dude. Evan Rodriguez was a whisker away from that cache. Unfortunately, close does not count. So. But it was fun. Mackie Samuskevich, dude. What a run this rookie is on. Hey, we'll take a little credit. A little pat on the back.
Hey, he's fast.
He is fast. And it was
you gotta have a good fight.
Dude, Jonah Gadjevich yesterday. Gadjevich, my God.
I think he started that game with a quota. I need to get in two fights.
Yeah. You got those calls, Marcos? We got those from last night? Are those in the system already? Because Jonah Gadjevich, and you know we love Doug Plagan. Doug Plagan calls a great hockey game, but he's pretty good at calling fights, too. I mean,
here we go.
I was leaving flag football practice, and I had the Panthers game on, and it was right when the fight was starting. And here we go. I was like, oh. My son's like, what's going on? I'm like, Panthers fight. What a delight. Are they in there, Marcos?
I have the goals, unfortunately. I got to get the fight in the system.
All right. Get the fights in the system and tell whoever the chatty Cathy is right now that you're busy. So we get the headlines brought to you by the Doral Kia. Doral Kia. Choose from over 500 new Kia miles in inventory at the Sportage, Sorrento, and Telluride. Remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia. We're going to talk to the bad guy today, Chael Sonnen. is going to stop by the program today.
Don't embarrass me again today, Tobin.
He mostly does.
He's not a bad
work.
He's not bad guy. He's the bad guy.
No, I know, but I'm just saying. Can you still be the bad guy when you don't fight no more?
Ask, you know what, Leroy? That is your first question. You just found it today. That is your first question to him.
You know what? I thought Tobin was going to embarrass me. Leroy, don't embarrass me today, dude.
No, I'm not going to ask that question.
Why don't you just ask what the P stands for in Chael P. Sonnen, too?
Yeah.
Ridiculous questions. Like, these are silly questions.
I'm like, okay, like, guess what? It happens in WWE all the time. Guy becomes a heel, but he's still loved by everybody. Then they get away from it, and he becomes one of the greats, even though he was a heel. So when you become one of the greats, when you become that, you know, analyst or post-career, do you still take the persona of the guy you were in the ring?
I can't believe you're asking this question of the bad guy. Is he still the bad guy?
It's really a ridiculous question.
You know what? You got... Oh, my goodness.
Also, if I ever saw Stone Cold and he didn't offer me a beer, or he's like, no, I'm not really drinking today, I'd be pissed. So, yeah, they do have to remain that way.
Okay.
Be disappointed otherwise. NBA action last night. The Lakers beat the Knicks in overtime, 113-109. LeBron James, 31 points, 12 rebounds, 8 assists, and one confrontation with Stephen A. Smith.
Angry.
Well, you know.
I just...
Unless he was just congratulating Stephen A. Smith on his new contract.
I just think, like, at some point, you got to just call it like you see it. LeBron's one of the all-time greats. But...
That's your take?
I'm just saying, a lot of times, people treat him as low-hanging fruit. Nothing to talk about? Let's rag on LeBron. That'll get you going.
I think LeBron's issue was some comments that he had about Bronny James. People are saying that the comments that he said here were to keep his son out of it. And then he walks away. But Stephen A. Smith, he swore he wasn't going to talk about this on his show, but then it mysteriously went viral. So now he's leading First Take with it today.
Yeah. I mean, like, if you have kids, right? Then you understand where that's coming from.
Of course.
Right? Yeah, but your kid's in the NBA, though.
It's not coming from a NBA player. It's coming from a father. And if you're a father, you understand that.
That's not fair, though. Like, he has access that other fathers don't. I'm sure a lot of fathers would like to tell Stephen A. to go bleep himself. But, you know, they don't have the same access as LeBron James.
Pretty much. Okay.
Well,
so
Stephen A.
You're saying that if it wasn't LeBron, that Stephen A. could pretty much say anything about anybody's kid and have no repercussions?
That's a question for you, Frog Boy.
Hold on.
Yes.
Let me explain something to you. When Fonz was like 8 years old, he came in the house crying. What's wrong? The big kid talking trash to me. Said some things. You want me to go handle it? Yeah. Now, I go out on the street to find the kid riding, you know, like Debo up and down on his bike.
Yeah.
He's 16 years old.
Okay. No, obviously.
So I go to him. And I say, hey, man, would you pick on somebody your own size?
Yeah.
He goes, my dad's a cop. I say, well, let's go see your dad.
Okay.
So we rode over to the house.
Yeah.
I told the dad, what's up? I said, if he want to mess around like a grown man, he going to deal with a grown man. And his father said, I understand. That's it. So
I'm never
going to have a problem with a parent defending a kid. I don't care what the circumstances are.
Okay, but
you as a parent, we'll understand that soon enough.
I do understand it. But, okay, let's say Fonz played for his middle school team. And then a middle school writer, who maybe is in eighth grade when Fonz is in sixth grade, writes, Fawn stunk up the joint today. Do you then go to the school?
No. Keep in mind.
Yeah.
That conversation had absolutely nothing to do with basketball. Stephen A's comments, right? And I'm more than sure LeBron said, if you want to keep it about basketball, that's fine.
Well, I think it was about, I think the thing that went really viral on Bron is he asked LeBron to step in and stop this because Bronny was so embarrassing on the court. It's harsh criticism. I mean, it is. I would understand as a dad totally to be like, right. F that guy.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, here's the only reason why I came back at you, Frog Boy.
Yeah.
Right? Because why do we eliminate the human side of certain situations in sports? This has nothing to do with Bronny, the basketball player. This has to do with Bronny, the son of LeBron James. And LeBron James, as a father, went over and talked to.
Yes.
Not a basketball player. Nope. LeBron's great enough. He knows how good or bad his son is.
Yeah, LeBron, right? The 40-year-old father, spoke to Stephen A., however old he is, other man, and said, stop talking about my son. And I respect that, and I appreciate that.
No, you think that's what he... No. See, and that's where I think people... I mean, I'm more than sure. Mm-hmm. LeBron been getting talked about his whole career.
Yep.
Right? There's criticism of a talent in sports. The way Stephen A. presented it, right, was not clearly just about the talent, but he was saying, LeBron, stop this foolishness with your son. Right? Which is, wait a minute. What father is going to go to their son or their team or their work and go, you know what? My son sucks. Get him off the team. Who's going to say that? Give me a father.
No, I mean, and I completely agree with that. You're going to support your son, but you are the only reason. For real. You are the only reason your son's there. Like that is...
Because I'm one of the best to ever do it? Yeah.
That is okay. A bit of nepotism that comes with that.
Okay. Oh, okay. Fine. So let me ask you a question.
It's going to be...
If you're the Lakers...
Yeah.
And you got LeBron doing what he's doing at 40.
Yeah.
And the way him and Luka look, right? You got a problem with putting Bronny on in the 15th seat?
No, not the 15th seat.
Okay.
No, you know.
Okay. Okay, let's not act like...
But only because he's Bronny. Let's say his name was something different. I don't know, like Drew Smith. I'd be like, no, I don't want this guy on this 15th spot on my...
But LeBron wouldn't respond that way.
Of course.
Because that ain't his son.
What I'm saying is, LeBron, you got your son to the league. You're going to have to deal with some criticism sometime. Someone's going to have to mention, hey, you go to work with your daddy. Like, someone...
That is, like, it is... He is going to have to deal with criticism as a professional athlete. That is with the territory. But I definitely think that... There's levels of criticism, and then there's like, he basically asked LeBron James to tap out on his career because it's so embarrassing.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like, if he wants to sometimes. Comment about how bad Bronny is, hell, yeah. We've all done that. Like, yep. Bronny played 5 minutes. Woof. Okay.
And it's also one of these things, like, I don't really have a problem with Stephen A. saying it either because he's free to say what he wants to say. But don't think LeBron's not going to get pissed about it.
He's free to say what he wants to say. My question is, when can what he's saying be taken not as criticism, but personal?
It's always going to be personal with your son, though, Leroy. Like, here's the thing, though. If your criticism is always going to be personal with his son.
If your son is 0 for 10, right?
Mm-hmm.
And somebody says, Bronny stuck up the joint. He was 0 for 10. There's a difference in that. That is factual, okay? Then going, LeBron, you need to stop this.
I understand, but that's... it is one of those things. Like, is he supposed to keep it to himself at a certain point? Because, like, Bronny James's basketball was at a point where it was so bad. It's like, this is crazy for him to be on a court.
But all my point is this. if Stephen A. was talking about the basketball, that's indisputable. He's been bad, right? But the way he went after it was a different level than just criticizing basketball. And that's when LeBron stepped in.
Yeah, I know.
I'm not questioning whether Bronny stinks. I'm not questioning that at all. But the way Stephen A. threw some cheese on it and went after LeBron, that's probably why he got the little snapback. You see what I'm saying?
I mean, I really like it. It's also not a new thing. It's going to be more of a microscope, and it's going to feel like nepotism because it's LeBron, which it is. But right. The league is full of nepotism. Like, I've literally seen three Antetokounmpo brothers that couldn't average a triple single. Like,
right.
Zoran Dragic, you know, the right. up and down the front office. Like, the league is full of it.
But if you say that about Giannis, or you say that about Goran, you don't get the same response or the same clicks as if you say it about LeBron.
Of course.
And so
he's the biggest athlete on the planet.
Right. So if LeBron comes back and, hey, man, what are we doing? Right? I would have, we would all as fathers have a problem with the way that Stephen A. went after that situation. Okay? So let's not act like, you know, this is strictly about the basketball when you say something like that to LeBron.
Also, last night, the Warriors beat the Nets 121-119. Can they lose one? Like, just, you know, can I get a night off?
I looked at the stat sheet.
Hmm?
Jimmy is the only one that was plus.
Yeah.
Steph was minus 16.
Well, they seem to be very in love, Leroy. 65 points combined yesterday.
Honeymoon stage.
Hey, honeymoon stage. Hey, by my count, there's only 18 regular season games left.
All right.
That's a honeymoon stage.
So right now, I'm going to ask you a question.
Yep.
This has nothing to do with love or hate for Jimmy.
Yeah.
Okay. Would you take LeBron and Luka, or would you take Curry and Jimmy?
LeBron's playing amazing.
Answer the question.
LeBron's playing amazing. I didn't think LeBron James could play like this.
Like, what about Luka?
Like, defensively, like, he's been a monster. It's been crazy. Like, right. he was taking time off. Now they got to let Luka take off. So now LeBron has to pick it up on defense, and it's insane.
He's running out, though. He's on the way down.
What do you mean he's running? Who, Luka?
He's running off. Oh, no, the other
for
guy.
5 years.
Oh, he's not on the way down.
He's 40, dude.
He turned 40 and got better.
A couple years from now, he won't even be able to make the lob.
Didn't he need like – and let me tell you, I will say one thing, okay, as a side. I'm not saying this is a LeBron anything. When he takes these breaks and he comes back
– test him.
You guys do with what you will. But he takes these breaks and he comes back, and then all of a sudden he can't be stopped. He's done it like 6 times in his career. I don't know what's going on there.
Very interesting. Missed that All-Star break, huh? Very.
Did you see that shot too by Steph yesterday?
Oh my goodness. Wow. Like why?
Come on, dude.
Like, come on, dude. You know, every time I see Steph shoot, I think of that commercial with the dude from Criminal Minds, Shamar Moore, Unnecessary.
But here's what's, you know what's pissing me off about the Warriors? This is what's really pissing me off. They're the anti-Heat in that, like, the Heat big lead collapse. I tune in and, like, I look at my phone every day. I'm like, Warriors down 17 points. I'm like, ah, cool. And I'm even, like, looking on Twitter, and there's a lot of Warriors fans blasting Jimmy Butler. They end up winning. I'm like, it's every game. I'm tuning in. I'm like, oh, good, Warriors. And maybe I can have a night of peace. Nope. Warriors cruise control yet again.
Brunson's hurt, so I wonder how this is going to go.
Oh, that's not good.
That's not good.
That's not good.
And you could see it when it, that little ankle hit the ground. You're like, oh, because it's laying flat. It's like laying flat on the ground. I'm like, ooh.
Our own basketball team is in action tonight. We'll get to it. 15 minutes of Heat is next.
Previously on
Tobin and Leroy.
Hope you mother have a good day.
50 amenities.
Brought to you by Hollywood Kia. At Hollywood Kia, the number one Kia dealer in all of Florida. Get the star treatment. We want to see you in a Hollywood Kia. Visit them online at HollywoodKia.com. Miami Heat back on the hardwood tonight. They are taking on the Minnesota Timberwolves. That is a 6:45 preheat. Alejandro Solana back at it tonight. He will give you your coverage. Thank God. And we will...
Are you boots on the ground? I figure you boots on the ground, CA man.
I you know what, dude? My plan initially was, but I'm taking a weekend away with the boots. I'll be back Monday for the Hornets. That just shows you. You want to know how much I love this team. I'll be there for the Hornets game. Been there for Hornets and Wizards. But no, I'm not. I'm gonna take a night out. I'm doing jujitsu and football, and my son's got a big packed weekend, so I'm taking the night off. I will watch it on television and react accordingly. But of course, it is exciting because the Ant-Man is in town, and of course, and we need to see if there's a little flirtation and just a little. We'll see what's out there, you know, baby.
What is wrong with you?
Wow, he's a fun player. Oh, he's a good player. He is a good player.
Looter and a riot. They suck.
they don't suck. They're just not very, they're not awful, but they're not good.
Okay. I mean, they're not the Wizards.
They're not the Wizards. What are they? They're seventh right now?
Yes, they're 35-29.
And so basically, they're in the same position as the Heat, just in a different conference.
Different conference. I mean, if they were in the East right now, they would be six. So, I mean, with, you know, the difference between sixth and seventh right now in the East is five games. The play-ins and the playoffs are quite separated.
Dude, can I just tell you?
Yeah.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes. You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games. Or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I am absolutely, as I am more than sure, the Heat brass are absolutely tired of being in the play-in.
Mm.
Come on.
I don't know, man. I don't know. I will say, though, you know, I saw this, you know, this Max Strus, and he posted a photo of him D'ing up Bam Adebayo, and I saw a quote where he goes, listen, the ball slipped out of his hands. Did it have to do with me being there? Hard to say.
Sounds like something you would say.
I was like, I hate evil hair, long-haired Max Strus. You've changed. You've changed, by the way. Now,
You know he's just messing with Bam, right?
Of course.
Yeah.
But Gabe Vincent yesterday, too. The two of Gabe Vincent was 4-for-4 last night. All of a sudden, everybody's coming around. And we're here. Terry Rozier has deactivated his Instagram.
Oh, has he?
Hey.
Yep.
Wow. Yikes.
If I may.
Hmm?
Scary Terry. They can still get you. The internet is winning. You ain't going to outrun the internet.
Man.
But I will say, I think I would take a timeout too. Because here's the thing that sucks, man.
Terry.
But, like, here's the thing that really sucks being a player, right? When you play bad, sometimes people think you don't care. And it's gut-wrenching to play bad and not be able to help your team win. So I can imagine how Terry feels, right? While trying to be positive. But knowing deep down, yeah, dude.
And that's the thing that's frustrating about it, right? It's because it's like, I don't understand a drop-off like this. And it's like, you know that he had the neck injury, excuse me. And then, of course, you have this whole investigation thing, which is like, listen, I don't know if it's going to turn out to be anything, but I'm sure it's not. I'm sure it doesn't feel good when they're like, guess what, dude? We need to talk about this.
Well, just let's put it.
That would have me crapping my pants.
When people like you, every time he shoots an air ball, go,
Leroy, you saw that montage.
I'm just saying. How do you think that wears on him?
I'm sure not great, dude. I'm sure not great.
Listen, sometimes there's certain situations where I have the ability that maybe you don't, to kind of see the human side of it from being in that situation where you get booed by your own people, right? I was 3-13 one year, a lot of booing. And so I understand that, man, we suck. Like, I understood that. I didn't want to suck. I prepared not to suck. Oh, we sucked. And it's hard. It's hard when I tell you, in the 2 years of high school football and the 4 years that I was at Michigan, I lost about the same amount of games as my first year in the NFL.
Yeesh.
Right. So, yeah, it's brutal. And I get it. And I try to understand it while still commenting on, yeah, he hasn't been very good. But I would never, it's hard for me to go to that place that you'll go. Right? Because you would not hesitate. Got to tell you, you're not helping your investigation shooting air balls.
Well, dude, but that's the thing. In a way, I understand, but it's almost like when you see a drop off like that, it almost looks suspicious. I know what Terry Rozier good looks like. I've seen it.
Right.
And I'm like, who is this guy?
Right. I try to do this. And I tell people, hey, have you ever had a bad day at your job? The only difference is your screw up ain't on TV. I mean, but people don't care. Like, people don't care. And I get it. I'm not, again, I don't get mad at fans for booing when an athlete sucks. I don't, right? I was privy to it. I understand it. In fact, after one post game, I told a reporter I'd boo my ass too.
Oh, that's right. Good.
But I don't want to play this bad. I'm not preparing to play this bad. I don't know how to stop it. I've never been on a team that sucked like this ever. So, I get it. I put it this way. I guess I feel for him, right? Because I understand. But at the same time, I want him to be better.
Of course.
Right.
We will see how much time he gets today. It's going to depend on who's back healthy, which I'm sure we'll get an update after shoot around, which gets going in about 15 minutes. It appears that Andrew Wiggins and Jaime are upgraded to questionable from their ankle. They've missed the last handful of games. The one guy who's for sure out tonight is our boy, the Warehouse.
Yep.
He is. He's still out with that knee sprain, which not great. Not great, but obviously you want to be careful with the young lad and not have him get hurt. Speaking of young, did you see yesterday we had a crossover in the sporting universe down here? First, we had Jaime Jaquez Jr. He banged the drum at the Panthers game.
Cool.
So that was cool.
He didn't get bubble guts or nothing? I'm scared for the basketball players to do anything. Every time somebody do something, they out for a couple of days.
It is chilly in the arena.
No, I'm going to tell you what really pissed me off. He hung out with the Panthers. If they start getting the bubble guts.
Oh, dude, you're not kidding. You better not get the Panthers to time, eh?
Hey.
Pretty sure Jonah got.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
And I was just chewing on this for a second.
Because
Our mentality in football is a little different. That's probably because the we don't have guaranteed contracts like basketball do or baseball. But when's the last time you missed work because of a head cold?
It's been a while.
Yeah.
It's been a while. Head cold.
And I would just say this. I've had head colds before. You got to carry around a tissue. And you're always blowing your nose, and you know.
You guys have seen when I've had those gross shows.
But you know what? You know what they would say in football. Your legs work, don't they?
We'll get back into the heat in a little bit, and I'll tell you about that other crossover that we had last night. But we got to get to the Cats last night. Their win over the Jackets.
I mean, I saw Columbus beat the Red Wings, and I was like, man, they look good. And they were on a little run. That team looked terrible last night. Holy smokes. It was like they couldn't keep the puck. They couldn't. And then they were hooking and slicing it. And they're, oh, my goodness. I was like, this is not the team I saw on Saturday that I was like, ooh, this is going to be a good game.
We'll take a break. Road to Repeat coming on up.
We got to get on to ice hockey.
Oh, baby. Tobin and Leroy back with you here. We're going to get to Road to Repeat here, as it's brought to us by our friends over at Celsius. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out when it's game time. Make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks, the official energy drink of
your Florida Panthers.
All right, so the Panthers win yesterday, a 3-0 shutout. Sergei Bobrovsky moves up to 10th all-time in wins. He's good.
10th all time.
Goosies.
Yeah.
Maggie Zamaskevich lit the lamp for the Cats. Sam Reinhardt had a goal and two assists, as did Barkey. And they're killing it, man. But the fun thing we got to talk about is Jonah Gadjevich, who got into two big scraps in this game. And he was throwing some bombs. in this matchup. So let's get the call last night from Doug Plagans. Here is the first one with Gadjevich.
Puck played up the far side. Gadjevich took a shove from Labate. And here we go. It's Jonah Gadjevich and Joe Labate. Two big top customers throwing bombs. The right hand's flying between these two right at the center line. And then they pull in close. Gadjevich and Labate. The tussle spills over toward the Panthers bench. And eventually our linesmen get in the middle of that. And my goodness. They were swinging for the fences, both of them.
They were starting the lawnmower, weren't they? Pretty quick. Cutter down, the rights were wide open for both of them. And Labate, Gadjevich, toe to toe.
2 minutes for roughing. 5 minutes for fighting. Columbus, 5 minutes for fighting.
So Gadjevich started this. They give him the roughing call.
10:26 left.
Wow.
So I don't understand. So they get 5 minutes for fighting.
Yeah.
And then
you get a roughing call. So like it could be a penalty of start. So they go on the power play, but there could also be a fight where it's like if it's a mutual thing, it's just five or five and they're out of the game for 5 minutes.
And so did they go? So it was 5-on-4 for two minutes. Okay. So if you do, and then it was 4-on-4 for 3 minutes.
Oh my God. I don't know, dude. Like,
they both got 5 minutes.
Yes, but you can get 5 minutes penalty for fighting, and it's just a 5-on-5. They're just out of the game.
Oh, okay. So they just take them out.
Just take them out.
Okay.
But Jonah Gadjevich was making the most of his time, and he decided to clip his nails with scissors.
With scissors?
Whoa.
That would have really been something if you'd have looked over at the lady right there and said, you got your nail clippers with you?
I believe she did give it to him.
The scissors?
She gave him the scissors.
Mm. So, and sometimes you get that little hang part, you got to cut it off. Otherwise, it messes your hand up.
I think this is Paul Maurice on the fight. And this is him on what he was doing.
Looking at Jonah's two fights, especially in a tight game early on, how much does that mean just to provide you guys with some energy there early?
Yeah, I keep it going. That second fight is two heavyweights. Like, there isn't anybody on either bench that wants to be involved in that fight, coaches included. That's impressive what he's willing to do for us.
Weird stuff has gone on in the penalty box over the years, but he was clipping his fingernails with a pair of scissors.
I think he was just taking out the split skin.
Okay.
Yeah, so he wouldn't have been doing his nails. There's no manicures in the.
It's a rule. Scissors.
It's a league rule. No, he was. There would be some extra flayed skin off that, and he'd be just slicing it off. That's a whole different level of toughness.
Yeah.
That's a level of testosterone I'll never get to.
I love the way he just calmly says some of the most non-masculine things ever. That's a level of testosterone I'll never get to.
This is a He's man amazing. Who had his kittens on his t-shirt for the for the parade.
But also a man I wouldn't want to fight. He looks like he could flip the switch.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Maybe not Jonah Gadjevich flipped the switch, but right.
And everybody on that squad seems to know when Paul Maurice has had enough.
Oh yeah.
Right? Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Here's the other fight call last night with Gadjevich.
Matthew Olivier just threw a hard shot on Tomasz Nosek. Yeah, this Blue Jackets team, they don't need too many chances. Here we go in center. Jonah Gadjevich.
Number two for Gadjevich.
His second one of the night. This time it's Olivier right in the center circle. The old-fashioned way. Two heavyweights, two of the best in the business. When it comes to this sort of thing, they lock horns. Gadjevich has the collar of Olivier's jersey with the left hand. Tries to break free with the right hand. Olivier playing some defense. Then he comes over the right. right from Gadjevic lands, then a couple of rights from Olivier. Gadjevic counters right to the mandible of Olivier, and these two continue to throw right hands both directions. Gadjevic and Olivier. This coming right after Olivier threw that hard shot on Tomasz Nosek. The battle spilling down to our left inside the Blue Jackets line. One of the best scraps you'll see anytime, anywhere. Gadjevic and Olivier, and eventually
the
two of them run out of gas, and you see the mutual sign of respect, I think, between the two top customers there, Gadjevic and Olivier. And talk about a full day's work here, period number one for Jonah Gadjevic, going head-to-head with first Labate and now Olivier.
If I gave them two WWE names, could you tell the difference what he was commenting on?
Did he drop a mandible?
He said mandible.
Oh, hit him in the mandible!
And in the background, they had let the bodies hit the floor.
Yeah.
That's game ops.
That's game ops right there, dude. That's game ops.
Yeah. I mean, like, holy smokes.
Bro, that
here we go!
And here we go! Doug Plagans is so damn good at calling those fights. That's a professional right there.
They're throwing bombs.
Two of the best tough customers in all of hockey.
Goosies.
And like
2-1 filthy.
I don't understand, because here's the thing about Doug. He's not an old guy, right? I mean, how old do you have to be to use the phrase tough customer? Next time we talk to him, we got to, like, you, hey, love the way you call these fights. You got to up your game. You too young to be saying tough cut.
I don't think he does. There's like an art to it. Like, it just sounds hockey, you know?
Oh, like.
My favorite was he dropped mandible, though. Like, what? Who the last time has used the term mandible for a jaw?
Right. It's like, what I'm just saying, like, he says some things like, does it just hit him? Does he have it prepared? Because, like, we're sitting here listening to this fight and go, huh, tough customer. Man.
There's just something about a hockey announcer, dude. Like, he's so good at it, and he paints such a great picture on the radio.
Oh, yeah. Oh, look.
He really does.
I could see the picture. I saw the fight. But here's the kicker. Goldie and Doug do it differently. Right? And I don't know whether it's TV versus radio.
It's definitely TV versus radio. Like, TV, I think, you know, you almost want to step back and let the action speak for itself.
But holy smokes, the blow by blow.
But like, Doug Plagans goes from hockey to Jim Lampley in a second.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's remarkable. It just, like, and Jim Lampley would say two tough customers.
Definitely.
Right?
Yeah.
We talked to him. He's long in the tooth.
He's going back. Another guy who got some good, Maggie Samuskevich, and our boy Jim Lampley.
Hey, I got to tell you, you come on the Tobin and Leroy show.
Good things are happening, man.
Things are happening.
Things are happening.
I mean, look, how long have we had Xander on?
I know.
Since he was a wee lad.
A wee lad. By the way, one last note. We had a Swedish link up last night, cross sport. Our boy Pelle Larsson met up with Gustav Forsling and Jesper Boqvist at the game. So the Swedish pro athletes unite.
Gotta tell you, the three of them standing there.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell which one is the hockey player and which one's the basketball player? Because they're all pretty tall, right?
Oh, I
would say the hair gives it away. But yeah,
just because Pella's hair is too pretty.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, hockey, you got the hockey mullet going on the right.
Yeah. What a time. What a game by the Cats. They went 3-0.
It was, and it wasn't that close, because the pressure that they put on that poor goalie.
Yep.
I mean, it was like, I'm like, after watching that, you're like, they only scored three.
Bob could have hung a hammock between the pipes and took a nap in the second period.
Yes. I mean, I would say that's the portion of it that the coach has to love, right?
Of course.
Just
he loves losing Seth. He's loving Seth Jones already. He's loving him.
Oh, yeah. I wish he would have got his first goal. Oh, because it was, yeah. Fun. They're fun to watch, man.
They are fun to watch. You know, this is going to be fun to watch coming up at Live.
Oh,
dude, let me tell you something. What an event this is. We had a time of our lives last year, Leroy. Tell the people about what's coming on up.
We did. So what Live is a combination of, like, especially down here, we party, we love golf, and it's kind of a combination of both. Live Golf returns to Trump National Doral April 4th through 6th. And because of the Blue Monster, they're going big, as well as the giants of the game and John Rahm, Bryson DeChambeau, and Brooks Koepka, all major championship winners, so you're getting quality golf. They've got a huge DJ sets, epic street food, and sky punk legend Sublime headlining. Grab your tickets at livegolf.com. That is livegolf.com.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.